This is Jeremy Scheib with KCNI Public Affairs, and I am joined by Tanya Stecker, who is representing the Dowse Sod House. Who folks might be familiar with the Dowse Sod House. It's a wonderful place to visit just outside of Comstock, and the Dowse Sod House needs our help, I guess, is the short way of putting it, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this with Tanya. Thanks for joining me today, Tanya. I appreciate it.
Yeah, pleasure.
Well, we received a little bit of information about the Dowse Sod House, and the problem, I guess, is that it all boils down to the roof needing some repairs. Talk a little bit about the situation that we're in with the Dowse Sod House and trying to keep this piece of history alive.
Yeah. So in 2007, the family came together and they put wooden shake shingles on. And shortly after that, the woodpeckers, they ended up pecking holes, looking for bugs to eat, whatnot, and pecked holes in those shake shingles. And so my mom, she would get up on the roof and spray insulation in, and she's done what she can to keep the water from coming in. But there is major issues, and we wanted to go with a synthetic vinyl material to keep the woodpeckers from pecking, but still have it look authentic. And that's why we went with these certain type of shapes. There has been some water damage coming inside, and so it is critical. Thank goodness we've had a dry season, right?
Yeah, I guess that's one thing that's a positive
of it.
That's
one positive.
I guess you received a grant, and this is kind of a grant is always a blessing, but you know, kind of the part that is causing the problem here is that the grant that was awarded last year is not enough all of a sudden because of material costs going up, and that's something that we can never anticipate. But there's a little bit of a shortfall now that you're trying to get ahead of a deadline that's quickly approaching. Talk about that if you would.
So, you know, there was with grants, you have to be very specific with when you apply, and the contractor had, you know, given the bid of the $17,000, whatever it was, and so then there's a certain like start and end date with the grant. And we couldn't get the product with the start date because we, just breathe. We couldn't get the product and because the factory had shut down for remodeling and they went upon reopening, the prices were very high. The contractor did everything he could, looking all over the nation, different warehouses, different contractors. You know, the Saudi's not very big. He thought, you know, he could come up with a product to be able to put it on. Mm-hmm. And he has not been able to come up with it.
Well,
so last week, he sent over, you know, a new bid for the $26,000 to be able to do this project. And that was like a shocker for us. I mean, we knew price increases, you know, and stuff, but we just didn't anticipate it being that much.
Well, I know that before with the price estimate being $17,500 and change and the grant being at around $14,000, there was still going to be a little bit of a cost involved, but now that cost is raised up to a $10,000 amount approximately. And when you're speaking about the grant side of it, if there's anybody out there listening that has worked with grants and how they work, they know exactly where you're coming from when it comes to deadlines and being very specific when it comes to grants. And that boils all the way down to the materials being used and things like that. You have to be able to prove to them that you did the work with the grant money as it was intended, all the way down to every last material. That would that's probably the biggest contributing factor to kind of the bind that you're in, right?
Yes, and like if we do raise the money and can go through with it, like for us to receive the grant money, we have to take pictures and videos of the work being done and the completed work and, you know, have all that submitted. And, you know, it was really a big thing to receive this grant. We were one of three, and there were very, very many applicants. So we felt very blessed to receive this grant. And it is just, like, been one hurdle after another. You know, we want to honor the grant, and we just want to do right, you know, by the Saudi. And, you know, it's just a fun piece of history Nebraska has. And, you know, I was thinking about the little Stefka girls when they were young. They live nearby, and they would just go for a walk and go take their book, and they'd sit in the sun and, you know, the south room there and read their books. And, you know, there's people from all over the world that come and sign the register book, and it's just a neat piece of history, because, you know, there aren't hardly any original Saudis left standing.
I know that there's obviously the risk of further damage if the restoration isn't delayed. So Central Nebraska and beyond has an opportunity to keep a piece of history alive by helping out and raising these additional funds. Talk about not only the bank account, but kind of how you're putting things together. Maybe there's other fundraising activities or events maybe in addition to the bank that are being put together to reach this $10,000 goal.
It would be nice to have some other fundraisers. We felt like, you know, fundraising, that alone costs money and time and effort. And I guess this is just like such a short notice thing, and our deadline is coming up rather quickly, that we did not, you know, plan to do any fundraising because it was just like such short notice. And, you know, we just felt like if this is a piece of Nebraska history that people want to hold on to, our goal is to get the word out there.
Great. Well, talk a little bit. You touched on it a moment, but this is something that is open to people around the clock. And I know you've got the register book in there. Every time I visit, I always flip back in that book and just see how many people have laid eyes on the house. And it's just simply amazing. Talk about the response that you get from visitors and supporters of the house and the impact that it's had historically.
You know, it's really something, you know, people coming and just getting to partake in that little piece of history. And it is in such great condition. My mom, Dory Dowse Sutton, and Ron Dowse, they do a great job, you know, with the upkeep of it and keeping it clean. And Ron mows and, you know, checks in on it. And people from all over, we try to catch them. You know, my mom, Dory, and Ron are there periodically, and they love to visit with people that come. And it's in great condition. My grandpa, Curtis Dowse, he would talk about, it's better now than when Mama lived here, you know, with the walls the way they were, because originally it was dirt walls. But in the restoration, they plastered those to keep it nice. But there's just people that appreciate that piece of history. And, you know, like, clubs will meet there. There's been schools from Hastings and the Sand Hills area that come for field trips. You know, it's educational. Mm-hmm. And that's a fun thing for the kids to see.
Certainly. Well, the roof is the number one concern right now, and you kind of echoed what I was going to say. And the times that I have visited there over the last couple of years, it's a solid building, as solid as they come. You know, the roof is being the number one concern. It certainly looks to me like the rest of the house is it's deserving of having a good hat on its head, I guess, for lack of a better term.
That is a great way to put it. I love that.
Well, I guess we all have different ways that we're motivated. Some people are motivated by just knowing that they're helping out a piece of history. And other people are motivated maybe by the what ifs. Obviously, the idea of continuing to band-aid and work on the roof and just do what you can to upkeep it is going to be the future if this goal isn't met, correct?
Correct. If the goal is not met, we lose aid to the grant. And at that point, we probably would to save the structure, we would probably have to end up doing a tin roof. We do not like that idea, but that we want the building to still be standing, and that's the main priority. It would just really change it. And that's a hard change. We want it to be as authentic as possible. Mm-hmm. And the shapes that we applied for in the grant will preserve it for many, many, many years. And it's really, they're a neat shape, because if they get like hail damage, it's like a puzzle piece. You take that piece out and you can put a new piece in. It's really quite remarkable, so it wouldn't have to be completely re-roofed. And there's, I don't know how many years. I mean, it's like over 50 years or so, like warranty. Or not warranty. What would you call it? Lifespan.
Sure.
They're very durable.
Great. Well, we'll hope that we can put together the effort to save this piece of history. I should have asked this question at the beginning of our interview here, Tania, but I know that the Dowse family tree is something that's hard just to ask a general question about, but just kind of lend people's ear to your connection and kind of your place in the family tree when it comes to the house and its history.
Yeah. So there were five boys that were born in that house, and I'll just name the one that I'm related to the closest. Curtis Dowse is my grandfather, and his daughter now is the caretaker of that, and her name is Dory Sutton. So that's the family line there.
Okay. Great. Well, I really appreciate your time. And one more time, we'll just kind of run down the main details here. You need to raise an additional $10,000 by June 16th because the work needs to be completed by July 31st. And you just have to get your contractor working on that, give them enough time to work on this. This is basically
get the product ordered.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is basically a situation where you need to raise the additional $10,000 so that you can keep the $14,000 that was awarded as a part of the grant. Give us the details one more time on where people can make donations. And I'm sure you're open to having some other people help in other ways as well and spearhead some efforts, maybe putting the word out on their own platforms where they can kind of spread the word too.
Yes, if this spikes your interest, we would love word to get out there. And, you know, I haven't done any fundraising stuff, but if people have ideas, they can sure let me know and contact me. I would be game for whatever. But right now, the immediate, we felt like we should open up an account, and it's at the Sargent Bank. It's the First National Bank in Sargent, and the account name is Dowse.House Roof Fund, and checks can be mailed to P.O. Box 130, Sargent, Nebraska, 68874.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Tanya, and we'll make sure to spread the word as much as we can as the radio station in the area, and we wish you the very best in putting these funds together.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on.